Hello and welcome to the next episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue in 1 Corinthians 13, and this episode is entitled Jesus' Love. I will read from verses 1 to 7 as we did yesterday. Now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. It's really good when we have spiritual conversations with people, and I want to encourage you and just to say with all my heart, don't have shallow relationships with people. I've been so encouraged by my Inspire band. This is the small group that I meet with that includes our pastor, Matt Wright, and really going deep into spiritual things and encouraging one another. And as many of you also know, I'm in a relationship with a lovely woman, and we have spiritual conversations together. I mention this now to encourage us to talk to the significant others in our lives about really deep things, if that is possible, but also to acknowledge that this thought really comes from Cheryl and not myself, because as we were thinking about 1 Corinthians 13 together, she was talking about how Jesus reflects this love in the way that he deals with his disciples. And that is basically where I want us to take our thoughts today. Let's pray together. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the spiritual conversations that we're able to have, maybe over a cup of coffee, maybe as we're out on a walk, enjoying each other's company, laughing together, talking sometimes about trivial things, Lord, that's part of friendship, but also, oh Lord, going deeply into the things of God. Help us to have those friendships, help us to have those conversations. And Lord, as we, in a sense, listen to one of those conversations this morning, we pray that you would speak to us by your word and by your spirit, for your greater glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we have this encouragement to love. But what does love really look like? Well, Paul sort of tells us love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't envy, and so on. And so we see the character of love. We see love fleshed out for us. But we still want to ask the question, what does this really look like in practice? We need models to help us. We need to see people in loving action to really get it. What better model could we have than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour? And we do see him modelling these qualities in the way that he is with his disciples. We see, for example, his incredible patience with them. Again and again, they misunderstand, they get things wrong, they squabble amongst themselves, they don't follow their Lord as they should. How does Jesus deal with them? Does he sweep them away? Does he say, "I'm really fed up with you disciples, and I'm going to choose another group of people to be my followers"? Well, he may sometimes say, "I'm really fed up with you." It's not recorded for us in Scripture, but I can imagine Jesus saying that. But he certainly never says, "I'm going to sweep you away. I'm going to choose another group." He is unfailingly patient with them. And so we see what love looks like in practice. He is always patient. He always perseveres. Jesus' love is not self-seeking. He seeks the best for his disciples, and it's not easily angered. We see that sometimes there is righteous anger in Jesus. Peter says to Jesus, you are not to go to the cross. You are not to die. This can't happen to you, the Messiah. And Jesus rebukes Peter in the strongest possible terms. "Get behind me, Satan. You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of people." And so loving relationships can involve rebuke and challenge, but not easily angered. There's no conceit in Jesus. There is no boasting. There is perfect humility, and he loves his disciples over and over and over again. So in Jesus, in his relationship with his disciples, we see what love looks like. One final thing to say about this, and it's this that we pick up on in our reflection. Although forgiveness is not explicitly mentioned in our verses, we see that if we're going to be patient, if we're going to persevere, if we're going to keep no record of wrongs indeed, we have to be people of forgiveness. And we see Jesus forgiving his disciples. There's that incident in the Gospels where the disciples come to him and they say, "How often must we forgive someone who sins against us? Is it 7 times? And this would have been a lot. And you can imagine Peter and the disciples thinking that they might be commended by Jesus. But Jesus says, "No, not 7 times, but either 70 times 7 or 77 times. But the number doesn't really matter, because Jesus is not saying to them, "I want you to get your calculators out." In the first century, I guess it would have been some kind of an abacus, and count the number of times you forgive. He's not saying to them, "Well, you know, when you get to forgiving someone 69 times, you are to say to the person, "Well, your time's nearly up, so you better sort this out." No, Jesus is saying, forgive intimately. Don't keep a record. Don't count the costs. Don't heed the wounds. Keep on forgiving. What a challenge to us. But of course, that reflects the deep heart of God. Jesus is our model. Jesus is our example. Jesus is the one that we follow. He shows us what love is like. May we reflect that Jesus love in our dealings with others. So we pray together. Lord, we ask and pray very simply that we would follow our Lord Jesus in this, that we would be people who love. We recognize that the disciples were very imperfect, as we are. Just think of the description that I heard once, that they are the original Dirty Dozen. Some of you may know the old Lee Marvin film of that name. The disciples were there way ahead. And yet, Jesus, you loved them. And you love them again and again, patient and persevering and forgiving. Lord, help us in the power of the Holy Spirit to follow your example. And especially now, we pray that we would be people who forgive. Not once, not seven times, but 70 times seven. Just as we reflect, it may be that God is putting someone on your heart that you need to forgive. Maybe that a root of bitterness has established itself in your life and is growing up and is producing that bitter fruit. The encouragement is to be someone who forgives, someone who cuts that root of bitterness out of their lives. Maybe that you need to say to the person, I forgive you. But certainly we need to forgive as Jesus forgives us. Help us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, Amen.